The Great White Muskox. This is a story about a herd of muskox and how one young muskox was given the gift of a vision. It happened far to the north of here, in a place called Tundra, where no trees grow because the summer is too short as the winters are too long. It was late in the long, dark winter season, and it had not been a good one for the herd. The winter had been bitterly cold, the snow so deep, the herd had to travel far and often to scratch from the bare, frozen ground even the smallest amount of grasses and lichens to feed on. After such a long and harsh winter, the younger and the older muskox were exhausted and getting weaker with each passing day. To make their survival even more trying, a storm had been blowing for 5 days. The cutting winds driving the snow through the air like tiny little knives. The herd of muskox bunched together for warmth and shelter in the middle of the vast white tundra. On the top of a nearby hill, one young muskox looked down at the herd. He could see the old and the young ones getting thinner and sicker. He was almost an adult, but still had yet to prove himself, to find his place within the herd. He wished he were wiser and stronger, to help the herd in this time of crisis. He thought of his mother, who was taken from him, along with many others when the hunters came the summer before. He remembered how she made him feel sure and strong, how she would give up the most tender and tasty shoots of grass, how she would stand close in the circle, protecting him and keeping him warm. He missed his mother dearly and silently asked for her strength and wisdom to help the herd find enough food to carry them through to the spring. The soft light of the short winter day faded on the invisible horizon. He closed his eyes to the wind and driving snow, to the ailing herd, to shut out the pains of hunger, the feelings of helplessness inside of him. He did not remember falling asleep, but when he opened his eyes again, it was the deepest, darkest part of the night. He was alone on the tundra, stumbling through the deep drifts of wind-packed snow, absolutely lost. He walked for a long time through the darkness and stopped to rest out of the wind behind a large pile of rocks. As he stood there, wondering which way to go, a voice called out to him over the howling of the storm. It was the voice of a snowy owl huddled in the rocks, also seeking shelter from the blizzard. The owl spoke.
Even though you may not know it, you are doing very well, young one. You will find what you are searching for if you watch and listen for the signs that are there to guide you. It will not be an easy journey. At times, you will feel that you cannot go any further and will want to give up. It is then that you must search deep within yourself and find the strength to go forward into the storm. You will find your place and prove yourself to the herd if only you believe in yourself.
A great gust of wind blew up some loose snow, and the young muskox lost sight of the owl. When he looked again, the owl was gone. He stood for a moment, wondering if the bird had really been there at all. But with the owl's message echoing in his mind, he turned and faced into the storm. He would stop sometimes and question whether he was traveling in the right direction, or was he just walking in circles. The drifts of snow became deeper and more packed from the pounding winds. He stumbled, sank, and pulled himself up again and again until he could walk no further. He was exhausted and slumped down into a hollow in the snow. As he rested, he could feel how much his body ached from the journey, from having so little food for so long. He began to doubt he would be able to go any further and thought about going back to the herd to suffer with them until the end. He began to think that it was impossible for him to find the food and shelter they needed so desperately. Absorbed in his thoughts, the young muskox felt as if he was being watched. He looked up to see a huge white wolf staring down at him from the crest of the hollow. He looked into the wolf's eyes in total fear that his life was soon to end. After a long and tense silence, the white wolf spoke.
"You have no need to fear me, young one. I am here to help you, not to eat you. Though you are close to your goal, I can see the urge to give up is very strong in your eyes. This is one of many moments, and not the last, when you will want to lay down and give up your searching. You must push aside those feelings inside of you. The owl and I are with you. The herd and your mother are with you. But even with our help, you must still believe in yourself. Even though you feel lost and ready to give up, this is the time when you are closest to finding that which you seek. Pick yourself up now and go into the storm. Soon you will find the one who will guide you to your food and shelter."
The wolf smiled down at the young muskox, then turned and vanished into the blizzard. Strengthened by the words of the wolf, the young muskox pulled himself up out of the hollow and faced into the storm once again. It was very late in the night. He stopped to rest many times now, lost and confused, exhausted and hungry to the point of madness. In the night sky, he could see visions of the owl and the wolf watching over him, and the herd gathered together in a circle for shelter from the storm. On the horizon to the southeast, the subtle dawn of the new day washed over the tundra. The storm had weakened overnight. The snow stopped falling, though the wind still blew clouds across the sky like huge, broken, rolling boulders. The young muskox stopped at the bottom of a steep hill to rest. He looked up the long incline and recalled a distant memory from when he was much younger, of his mother standing at the top of a hill, encouraging him to climb up to join her. He gathered the last of his strength and pulled his aching body to the summit. There, in the light of a new day, he could see a long set of cliffs to the east. The wind blew the loose snow over the edges of the cliffs, but no snow fell into the canyon between them. At first, he could not believe what he saw, but there, in the tundra sunrise, on the highest ridge of the cliffs, he could see the biggest muskox he had ever seen. Its long white hair, blowing in the wind, glistened in the morning sunlight. The great white muskox turned his massive head from the rising sun and looked toward the young muskox. Their eyes met over the great expanse of tundra, and in that moment, all of his questions were answered. All of his doubts vanished. The great white muskox looked down into the canyon, and there the young muskox could see a clearing of dark earth where the snow had not covered the grasses and lichens. At that moment of discovery, he awoke to find himself standing in the circle of the herd, his vision still clear in his mind. Some of the herd were awake now, others were still resting. All were very sickly looking, some very close to their end. He told the eldest of the herd about his dream, his journey, the owl and the wolf, the great white muskox, and of the canyon where the grasses and lichens lay bare. The eldest had the young muskox tell the herd of his dream, and said the young muskox had been given a vision, and they should follow that vision. The herd left that morning, moving as quickly as the sickest and oldest were able to travel, stopping to rest when they were tired. In the lead, the young muskox and the eldest muskox spotted the snowy owl and followed its flight. Early in the afternoon, they saw the white wolf who started out across the tundra to the east, and again, the herd followed. Finally, in the late afternoon, when the setting sun passed between the cloud bank and the horizon, the canyon the young muskox had seen in his vision appeared on the eastern horizon. In a short time, the herd reached the canyon and feasted on grasses and lichens until their hunger was satisfied. The old and sick muskox looked happy now, even if only because they knew there would be enough food to carry them through to the spring. For the rest of the winter, the herd remained in the canyon. The cows, expecting their young, appreciated the abundance of food and shelter, and being able to rest in the warm sun of the longer days of spring. The young muskox, who had been given the gift of a vision, had earned a place of respect within the herd. For the rest of his days, he told this story, and at the end, gave thanks to the spirit of the great white muskox. The end.